hiatus.
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm so good.
Oh, wait, welcome, Brian.
Oh, do you want me to do it?
You're so good at it.
Do you want to read the weather?
People know they're welcome when you tell them.
All right, well, hey, everybody. Oh, as Phil had already mentioned and said to you is hey, and then I get to say, welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast. It's Monday, the 26th of March, 2007, and, what is this, start of the third week of Spy vs. Spy Daily?
No.
4 weeks?
Yeah.
100?
This is number 20 of the new batch.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so we're halfway
Gremlins,
to...
Is it Gremlins 2, the new batch?
That's what it is, yeah.
We're halfway
there.
We have
40
episode
season, and...
You can do it, baby. Hang in there.
God. We're going to have anything to say in 20 episodes?
We better.
Yeah, it's...
it's like, okay, you know how when... people start doing daily comics or daily drawing, it's to get them to draw more and get more into it and stuff. So by us doing this, I think part of it is to encourage us and to motivate us to go and do and think about interesting things so we can talk about them.
That is
true. It's like, oh, I gotta... It's like when you do a journal comic, you're like, well, I better do something so I have something to write about, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it's like. So, you know, it doesn't even matter if... people enjoy it or listen or whatever.
That's right. It's just an exercise for us.
We don't care about that anymore.
Yeah, we gave up.
Yep.
Do you want to do the word of the day?
Do what?
Word of the day?
Word of the day?
Yeah.
Is Maul.
It's a new segment. Yep. Word of the day. No, it's not Maul.
Oh, what is it? I don't know.
That's one of our topics for today.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I would help you segue into stories or something.
Okay.
It's a fooding.
Yeah, right. The Spy vs. Spy word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Polydrogynous.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Is that on your calendar?
No.
Mm.
It just hit me last night.
Is it a real word?
I don't know.
I think, really, kind of, isn't it only, like, bidrogynous?
I suppose.
Is there more? Yeah, I guess there is. But can you be both and still be the third? Which is kind of like neither?
You'd have to be wearing a lot of pins. That specifically state genders, I guess.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't know. I just like the sound of it. I think it's polydrogynous.
Sure. I remember having a Trivial Pursuit question about what it's called when a man has more than two testicles. I was kind of shocked. Maybe that wasn't Trivial Pursuit. Maybe that was a dream. it's the word is polyorchid.
Polyorchid.
Yeah, like the flower orchid, right?
Wow.
Polyorchid. It's a very rare congenital disorder, the incidence of more than two testes.
Wow.
And I believe I learned that from Trivial Pursuit, and it stuck with me ever since I was 8.
You know those plastic dog testicles that you can get for...
chewing on?
Well, probably.
To wean you off.
Yeah.
Your addiction.
No, but
the plastic one.
When the dogs get neutered, you can get plastic nerds.
Oh, right. Okay, sure.
They still have something to lurk.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking about getting 6 or 8 of those.
And doing what with them?
Well, to add to my natural ones. You don't really fill out the sack. I got all that extra scrotum. It's going to waste.
It'll look like a bag of soccer balls.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get a replacement scrotum that's mesh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Don't even want it.
Yuck. Like
you,
that,
you catch it on something and just rip.
Like that fat netting they use on Iron Chef, you know? That. God. That's really gross.
Mm-hmm.
Soiled it.
Testicles.
So, did you want to do your little thing?
What's my thing?
You got the little song and dance about what you did?
The things that I did this weekend?
You went to a couple weddings this weekend.
Oh, man, I went to 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, yeah, I went to Ed's wedding. He got married on Burnaby. It was really cool. It was small. It was in a tiny little fake church. It was at, like, a heritage park museum type thing. And they had, like, a replica old, old, styly, you know, like, country church kind of deal.
Right.
And they had it in there. It was really cool. And they had a nice reception and free food and booze, and it was excellent. And then I got drunk there, and then I went to the comic jam. Continued to get drunk. Went home, continued to get drunk.
Man.
Yeah, there's lots of now. It's now all of a sudden. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. I got a little. I hate to be one of those dudes just talking about how drunk he got all the time, but I did.
It's okay. You know, I mean, I normally. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm living the rock and roll lifestyle, dude.
I guess.
Yeah, I was like, SD made me punch walls, and then
to test their validity as walls.
He's like, this thing doesn't seem very sturdy. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll show it. Whap. And then I kept doing it, I guess. I don't know. Part of the problem was that I ordered a round of tequila shots for everybody that was sitting at our table. Yeah. And then they arrived, and then a bunch of people were like, oh no, we're not actually going to do tequila shots. No, we don't want any part of this. So there was like a bunch of extra ones. So Steve Wolford and I drank three in a row, and then at closing time.
Man, that must have been romantic for you guys.
Oh my god, it was sloppy.
You know what, Steve?
Let's do all these shots and then go get it on.
You're a handsome fella. Look, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry.
And then we went and played Nintendo at my house, and it was fun.
Yeah. The cat.
I got to meet Ryan Peckwin.
Oh yeah, so
he came
read
to the comic jam. Yeah, that was fun stuff.
There's a newspaper comic strip on the internet about that.
Yeah, about me high-fiving him and stuff.
Oh, we got a new segment on the show too, not just Word of the Day.
Okay.
There's another segment on the show.
Sure, all right, let's do it up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Spy vs. Pi. Hey, Spencer, go get your library books from upstairs.
Okay. I like it. I'm into it.
It's a good segment. I think we'll probably have this segment once every 3 weeks.
Okay, sure. So yeah, I went to a wedding, I went to a comic jam, and
it's pretty good.
And I played hockey last night while hungover, and I play my best when I'm hungover.
Didn't
apparently.
You have a couple drinks and then go play hockey?
No, I had them after, but I scored like all kinds of goals that I don't normally do. So it's the secret to my success is to be in that kind of situation.
Be a hungover rover? Both of you.
Rover.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, not bad. So,
you
pretty full
her,
weekend.
You hung her over.
Oh, yeah. That's it. I hung her over with some fake testes. All right.
That's right.
And so you, on the other hand.
Yeah.
You didn't get married at all.
No, I already been married. It's 11 years next week.
Holy shit.
Maybe, well, not married. 8 years married, sorry. I always mix them up, but
fair enough.
But we had a bit of a date this weekend. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, Spencer, don't push her down the stairs. Why do I even have to say that? Man. That should be a segment right there.
Yes, I think so too.
Spires if I don't push her down the stairs.
Since 2006.
Oh, we could start a charity for that.
Yeah, man, I'm sure.
Spies and pies uniting against stair push downism. Fund.
It's rampant in our society.
That's right. I'll put a PayPal button up.
Okay,
let's do it. Control.
Do it up. Do it up.
Because, you know, the internet is just flush with cash waiting to come his way.
Dinner net. Oh, not bad. I bet that domain's taken already.
Yeah, probably. Dinner.net and dinnernet.net. And when we were looking what are they called? Names?
Domain names
for the website at work.
Mm-hmm.
After we were switching the company name, we were looking online and we're like, well, about signs.com? Like, oh, that's going to be taken. We went, of course it was. And then signs.com was taken. And signs.com was taken.
So you just went for cars.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think five in a row was taken. Four might have been. But
it's a bit much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just went signs.biz.
Actually, we went
Do you know what? .biz is the worst extension there ever.
Yeah.
I hate it. This is so stupid and ugly.
Keep going.
Biz.
Yeah, it's no good. It's like, you know, it's almost like it's that fake kind of classy or something. It's like, you know, smarmy or something. I don't know. It's
yeah,
like
yeah, totally.
Leisure suit and medallion and chest hair. It's like
.biz, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And all right. Everyone with a .biz domain name smokes a cigar, you know?
So your date?
Oh, yeah, my date, yeah. Oh, it's fabulous, man.
Does Heather know you went on a date?
Yeah, yeah. She was there, man. It was it was pretty hot.
She was the chaperone.
She was the chaperone.
Chaperone.
Get it, women? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. We didn't buy anything.
Except 8 pairs of shoes, am I right?
We bought shoes yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we each got a pair. But, yeah, we went to the Mall of America, which, as you know, is in America.
That's the second biggest mall in the world, isn't it?
No, far from it, actually. It's like a list. We looked it up when we got home on Wikipedia to find out.
That wasn't very big.
Well, okay. To make a short story long and ambling.
Okay.
When we got there, we went up to the fourth
floor. Spy versus spy, making short stories long and rambling since 2006. And
that's
then
right.
We went and
then
said it again.
Some, and then,
yeah.
So we went up to the top floor because that's where all the bars and shit are.
Yeah. Okay.
In the arcade and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and we went up
yeah.
there. It's totally gone. It's all empty. It's gone.
What? You can't eat there anymore.
All the bars are closed, man. There used to be like a something up there.
Oh, is it because of Prohibition?
No, because there's still a Hooters. You know, actually, Heather was really disappointed with her date, you know?
You mean a Hooter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I took her to Mailboxes, etc., thinking it was going to be like...
A bar?
I thought it was going to be like Hooters, but for women, you know?
Mailboxes?
To.
Mailboxes?
Yeah, 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 mailboxes, yeah.
Cetera, got it. You know? I got it. I got it. Do you know what I hate?
That joke.
No, that's not bad. But I hate it when things are called something, etc., and it's only one thing.
Right.
Because you're not giving like a very... Because there's a place here called Soup, etc. It's like, well, so you have soup and you also have like stew and chili? No, they don't.
No.
It's like, well, we also have sandwiches. I'm like, well, I wouldn't really put that in the same kind of category as soup. I mean, it goes with, but...
Right.
Come on, you got to give me more to
it's
go on than
an
that.
It's not an etc. of soup.
It should be like soup, sandwiches, french fries, etc. And I'd be like, oh, well, I know what to get there. You know?
Food, etc., basically.
Yes.
If you're going to have etc. in the name.
Yeah,
objects, so, etc.
Mailboxes, etc., they don't even really have mailboxes there.
No. And then they don't have anything that is really close to mailboxes either.
Like safe deposit boxes and combination safes and locks. I don't know what else.
Danger deposit boxes.
Yes.
That's where the X-Men keep all their wills and such.
Deposit.
Yeah, so all the bars were gone and we were freaked out. Because, like, that's where, like, we were getting there. Thirsty, ready to drink, and there was nowhere to drink. So then we wandered around for a while, and it was cool, but like all the cool stores are gone. There used to be like a lot of really big, cool specialty stores, you know, like there was an all medical place, you know, that had like all these like skeletons and like, you know, visible
tubing,
you know, like the visible person thing, you know, where it's like the see-through skin and all that, and like all these like anatomical board games, and you know, it was like
weird.
It was cool.
Is it like an educational, like sciencey kind of place?
Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
There's like the fancy cooking stuff store. It's gone. All it is now is like hair clips, belly button piercings, sunglasses, hats, and shoes. It's pretty much the whole mall. And it's like, you know, fourth floor is fucking packed with that shit, you know?
Wow.
And it was kind of bleak, but we did find one cool thing at a store. These little you remember Presto Magics? You know those little
No. Lee Presto Magic's nails?
Where you rub the picture of the character onto another thingamajig. It's like you rub it with a coin.
Oh, silly buddy.
Pencil. No, it's... Hold on a second. There's a baby's on fire. Hold on. Okay, you know those Presto Magic things, you know? They're like on the clear plastic and you rub them down and they stick to the thing.
And then you peel off and then the image is down?
Yeah.
It's like a decal?
It's like a decal, yeah.
What does it stick to? Anything?
Pretty much. Anything semi-porous, I think, maybe even slick shit.
Right.
Anything, you know.
Does it work as a temporary tattoo?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, anyhow.
But yeah, and they're all, it's a bunch of her name in a bunch of different fonts. That's the thing we bought.
All right.
So she can stick them on her base, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like.
It'd be cool.
Like her butt?
No, not her, right. But and the other cool thing we saw, and I tried to record an audio comment thing, but apparently it didn't work. But same store had shoelaces, black shoelaces with skull and crossbones on them. And they had, in between the skulls and crossbones, they had people's names. And every name they had was people that I know on the internet.
No way.
They had Jamie. They had Tim. They had Tom. They had Brian. Beckman.
His full name.
They had his full name, yeah. And they had a couple other people, but it was like it was all the folks. John Hill there.
There wasn't just a big rack with every name.
It was a big rack with like a lot of names, but they didn't have like every name and every style. So they only had like a few of these skull and crossbones ones, but all the ones of those had the people's names with the things on them.
We should get them and give them away as prizes.
But they did have, they had purple ones with the flowers on them with Heather's name on it.
Yeah.
And then they had these green ones with like pink names on it for Sarah there, you know?
Yes.
With both spellings, her preferred no H spelling and then her real spelling
and,
with an H.
And the real one, yeah.
Yeah. That's, to spell yeah. Sarah.
Yeah, there's no other way.
No. So that was kind of cool. I was like,
that's cool. Yeah, man. But so if you were a girl, you couldn't get the skull and crossbones.
Unless your name was Jesus, they had skull and crossbones ones that said Jesus.
I guess Jamie.
Right.
Jamie's a girl's name.
Yeah, it totally is.
Jamie D. Gailey is a girl's name.
It's
a,
yeah, it's no kidding. Hey.
Hear that, Jamie? You're a girl.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's so terrible. That's so bad.
Then we went and saw 300.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after that. And let me tell you, that movie, I got mixed emotions about that movie.
And on one hand, it gave me a huge boner seeing naked men.
No, dude.
The other emotion I was feeling was horny. What?
It was, it's chopping, poking, good, very good. Okay.
Sure.
I understand that. You know, they show up to film and whatnot. Okay, you're going to stand in front of this green thing. And you're going to get chopped for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Then we'll have lunch. And then poking with the spear. You can do that for 2.5 hours. And then we'll do all the dialogue. All right. And here's your lines on a 3x5 card. For honor, for valor, for victory, for Sparta, Spartans, victory.
Braveheart.
Push, Spartans, come on now. And then eat, finish your breakfast and let's go chop. That was probably my favorite line in the movie. Eat up and we'll go chopping.
Yep. Yeah.
That was something, man. For the rest of the night, everything was for victory and honor and Sparta, you know.
They could have easily, you can redo all the dialogue and just put like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Or maybe something about using the force, you know?
Oh, that might be good.
A lot of them dudes look like Yak Face.
Look like what?
Yak Face.
Oh, Yak Face. Okay.
I think they fought Forlom in one of those.
I saw that movie, but yeah. I didn't see it on the big screen. I saw it on the smallest possible screen.
Right.
That's internet screen.
I don't know how much better that is.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad I didn't pay for it, as usually I am when I see movies. Yeah. Oh, don't tell anybody I didn't pay for it, okay?
Okay.
I paid for the bandwidth, I guess, so that kind of counts.
It totally counts.
Yeah, that's almost worse if you think about it.
Yeah. Sure.
I had to spend time downloading it and spend time watching it. That's like twice the amount of time I spent on the movie.
Take that.
They should be honored.
Mark Miller. So, you, did you like it, though? You
thought it was good? Yeah, I thought it was good.
With the elephant?
That was nice. I would like to watch it. I would probably watch it again on DVD.
As well.
I suspect that it has good extended scenes that were cut.
Yeah.
Because it seemed kind of choppy at times.
I guess.
And it seemed like...
It was like 2 hours of chopping.
Yeah, well, all right. No, but there were scenes that kind of... Like, I've never read the comics, so I don't know. But there were scenes that just kind of came out of nowhere, and then they were gone, and things kind of seemed like they were left unexplained and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
As you know, it's from a comic, and they had to make a 2-hour movie out of it. So.
No. A Frank Miller comic at that, though, so I think they probably had to pad it 40 minutes so that had to be made up. Cause,
oh, really?
Hey, man.
Add more shopping.
That's right.
Should we write more story? No.
No, no. Just one more word of dialogue? No. 80
all right,
words.
So thumb up or thumb down?
Thumb, I would love to watch it again while listening to records.
Nice. You'd have it on the background.
Yeah, it's sure. I mean, if you want to glance up and see some chopping, you know, I mean,
you would like
good
you
colors,
would like them
nice contrast. It's,
make yeah. a video. Make a video game out of it.
I should have just brought a controller. And just, press it. Yeah. But here's the worst part, okay, Brian? All prepare right. to have your shit shot.
All okay? right. Okay.
And I don't mean in the Spymaster Journal 11247141331 kind of way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is like your mental shit.
All right.
They, there was this family. We went to the 10 o'clock show or something like that. And there was this family of four sitting, like, back and to the right there.
Yeah.
Like a mom and a dad and two little kids, and both little kids had pacifiers, but like they weren't like babies, but they were like,
ooh,
little pacifier dunder babies, you know?
Okay, gorgs.
And they were awake the whole movie. I mean, they watched the whole movie.
Yikes!
Yeah. How do you feel about that? What's your thoughts on exposition of children to violence at such a youthful whatnot?
That's not my business. I don't have the kids, and they're not mine, and so it's not as though I really have any say. But
really. You're taking the "they're not mine" route.
Yep, I sure am.
Wow.
You want to wreck your own kids? Just if I ever get in a fight with them, then they're going down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wrecked kids grow up to be wrecked adults.
That's probably true. Because there was some heavy shit in there. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to like spoil it or whatever. But
heads get chopped off. Elephants fall off cliffs.
There was decrapitation in there.
A lot.
Yeah.
Not as much as I thought there was going to be.
It wasn't super gory, but. There were some intense scenes.
It's kind of a letdown.
Sure.
With
yeah, it could have been better. But at the same time, it was all very clean, you know? Like, did you get that feeling?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, they went to Star Wars Town for the whole movie. I mean, it was... Didn't they film that movie in, like, you know, 10 square feet?
Yes. Yeah.
In an afternoon?
In Canada.
And they wrote it on the car ride over?
Yeah, it's possible. Well, anyhow... Kids,
yeah.
In the movie there,
too young.
That's too young for that movie. You should know better. Get a sitter.
What the hell? Basically.
Were they at least well behaved?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's something. But
they were actually pretty good. Yeah.
Maybe they were actually
they didn't
not
crying either.
Maybe they were actually grown like more like they were older than you thought, but they just had some kind of weird disease or something.
Maybe.
You don't know, man. Don't judge. Maybe they were 15 years old. Okay?
Those weren't pacifiers. They were like the little heart plugs in Dune, you know? Like, keep all their guts
yeah,
in. Were,
yeah, oh, gross.
See, I'm branching out. Dune, man, I'm branching out.
Oh.
You want to put these on? Here you go. Yeah.
Dude, you just ruined the end of Dune.
That's the end?
I don't know, is it? I forget.
You ever watch Dune on TBS? We already talked about this in the podcast.
I watched Dune, like, ages and ages ago when I was a kid. See, I was a kid, and I watched Dune. All right, well. And then I watched it. I tried watching it again when I was probably, like, 17 or something. I couldn't stay awake for it.
Yeah.
No, this is supposed to be an awesome movie. I'm totally going to watch it. So, and I haven't tried since, so I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't know if it's worth it either, man. I try watching it on TBS. It takes about 7 hours because they show
with
like,
all the ads.
Oh, man. And then they showed like the long version, too. So it's like... But I did buy a lot of clappers.
Clappers?
Yeah. That was the day. That was when the only infomercial was, you know...
Oh, I get it.
We did go to the As Seen on TV store.
Nice.
At the mall. That was pretty cool. And we ate too, but I think I'm gonna save it. The show's we're already dipping into overtime here. I think I'm gonna save my food and it up for tomorrow.
All right,
if that's right with you.
Hey, no problem. I got a couple little tiny things,
little quick items.
Sure. Yesterday I was talking to Steve on the phone.
Yeah.
And he was on the bus and he was coming up this way. We're gonna go for breakfast and we're talking away. And he's like, oh god, the guy next to me is peeing. He's peeing. And so the guy on the bus was some old scruffy dude just peeing everywhere.
Yeah.
And I guess it started, like, it was coming down his pant leg and it, like, started spreading. And they had to actually stop the bus and evacuate everybody and send a new bus. I'm actually kind of shocked that the city transit did that because, I don't know, it's just pee.
They actually closed the bus for pee?
They did. I mean, that's kind of good. That would be nice, but...
If someone peed on a bus you were on, would you close that bus down? Yeah?
All right. There you have it.
Second opinion on the Transit Authority.
Yeah, but peeing on a bus, come on now.
And what's what else you got? What did you say you got, two? Pooping on a plane?
Poop on a plane. Huh? I got hit in the mouth with a ball from ball hockey.
Did that? And, hit in the mouth at ball hockey?
Yeah.
What? Ball hockey ball at run hockey?
Yeah.
What do you guys call it? You just call it hockey? Run hockey?
Floor hockey or ball hockey.
Yard hockey?
Ball hockey. You say ball hockey because you use a ball. It could be played on pavement. Could be played on floor. Could be played... No.
On ice?
But it... Well, no. Probably not. But... That sort of, like, so there's street hockey, which usually means outside. It means on the street.
Okay.
And hockey usually means you're in a gym or, you know, some kind of surfaced floor. So you just say ball hockey, and it just means basically, like, not ice hockey. Not field hockey. Count as hockey.
Do you use those roller pucks ever?
No, I don't like them. They're, I don't know. It's a good idea, but I don't know. Just a ball. We all grew up shooting a ball around, and that's how it's going to be. Yeah. The end. Anyhow, I got hit in the face, and my face started to swell up a little bit. My mouth, I had like big lips last night. Sore hand.
Yeah, we should post a picture of the hand. I think the hand. Don't drink that milk, dude. Do not drink that milk.
There's no milk.
And the little knuckle there on the side, it looks like there's milk ready to come out of the thing.
No milk.
Dude, it looks like you got a big old areola in your hand.
Yes. Oh, that kind of milk.
Yeah. Oh, good girl. All right, well, I'm done.
All right, well, let's just call it a day.
Okay.
I'm going back to bed.
I will food it up tomorrow, heavily.
All right, let's do it up. I think people will be excited for fooding it up. Yeah. And possibly bad interview. Who knows? Who knows what could happen on the Big Spy vs. Spy podcast?
Maybe we'll even have word of the day again.
Maybe we'll have Monday, Tuesday.
Maybe.
It's treats possible.
For all.
Oh my god.
Oh, go watch my cartoon, everybody. Go watch my cartoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tartpop.com. Is it on tartpop.com?
Yeah. Yep.
Go to tartpop.com. There's Phil's shit there. He's done some really fucking cool Flash comics and just did a new cartoon. It's awesome.
It's only 30 seconds, so you can watch it a couple times.
It's like a mini podcast because it's like talking.
Yeah, and it sounds exactly like
it. It sounds like one of the podcasts where I don't say anything.
Yeah.
Is that a ghost? Put some reverb on that.
You come from the future? Yeah? For what?
Oh my god, what if that was true?
For tacos?
What if it was... Oh my god.
Tacos...
Dude, okay. News. Tacos in the future are extinct. Everybody eat as many tacos as you can while you still... Wait, maybe that's how they become extinct.
Oh, man. That's paradox.
Don't eat any tacos. We'll eat them all.
All right, we'll send your things and whatnot to Brian.
Yeah, and
he'll forward them on to me.
Sure, whatever. Yeah, okay. Hi, Peter.
Squeeze it, baby. All right, that's sure. Yeah.
Jolly. Jolly good.
Perfect Strangers, that Dad of My Mind is by far the best TGI Friday show, TGIF show, also ABC. Starts off with, you know, the opening theme song and the opening where they go to Wrigley Field and get stuck in the revolving door. It's just, you know, there's no two ways about it. It's definitely the best TGIF show.
Dada is me, Alison, and I'm come from the future. For to be eating many of the taco, but pas comme ça, Tico.
Hi Brian and Phil, this is Fuzzy17 from the message board. You should watch your mouth when you talk about so-called furries, okay? Because they're people too. I think you just lost yourself a fan. See ya.
Oh, dudes. What is a popping? Spymeister General 11247141331. Here again to give you the lowdown on the down low. One time, way back. Enter 98 Tifo. I pumped your wall on account of my friend said it was my schmortoffer than me was. Well, truth be told, he was a might sure right to you about that matter. Certain as the day is wide. The moral of the story. Me so hot for you, Brian.
Do the macaroni. Hey, gang, it's me, a sea wild ranger. I was wondering if perhaps, on a fooding it up, if you would discuss Welsh rarebit. It's pretty much cheese on toast, but bugger, it's good. And by good, I don't mean in the way that a couple of yanks from the motherland chatting about wallywoos and dingaplotneys got me. Ecoppin' nat, boink out, bully wooly boink a doink. You guys probably just eat cheeseburgers all the day. Eat cheeseburgers all the day slash eat cheeseburgers all day.
Send your audio comments to spyversuspy@gmail.com. They are fucking guaranteed to be used, or at the very least, lose complete with file card.